I'm Gary Lee.
I'm Harlan Hutchison.
And this is our take on the Kansas City Chiefs winning Super Bowl 58. You know, and a lot of people are, you know, is it a dynasty? From, you know, did Taylor Swift have an influence and have it rigged? But, you know, it was a kind of, you know, a season of highs and lows, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it went from people not thinking the Chiefs were even going to, you know, get out of the first round or two of the playoffs, if they did make it, because they lost more games, you know, up through about the three quarters post than they had in previous years. And that's, I think that kind of explains just how good the Chiefs have been here for the past four seasons or so. When you end up losing what? If you lose five games, six games, people look at it like it's a disaster of some sort, but it wasn't the case. But it comes down to it, like everything else. It's not your record, it's who's playing well at the end. Nobody was playing better than the Chiefs at the end of the year.
And, you know, I kind of look at it, too. The Chiefs, you and I have talked about this on other occasions, but the Chiefs front office, I mean, they need a lot of credit.
They ought to get all the credit.
Yeah, because, you know, I think, this is just my opinion, you know, a lot of people, why didn't they get a wide receiver? Why didn't they go out and get, well, they had to wait around to see what Chris Jones was going to do. And it was too late. By the time the decision was made, it was too late. So they stuck to their guns. They had, you know, a bunch of young receivers, unproven receivers, and they rode that wagon all the way to the championship. But, you know, and we've seen improvements. Rice is going to be a fine receiver. Now, is he going to be a number one? I don't know. But, you know, it just shows how important Pacheco was. And again, the front office and the job that they do drafting really good players.
Well, Pacheco, the reason that he had such a great year was because the Chiefs had such issues with their receiving group. And so what makes Andy Reid such a good coach was they took a step back and then they said, look, we're not that kind of team right now. So we've got to go about this different. And what they did was more of a throwback, because they went back to being at the very least balanced, and possibly you could say that they were more of a run-oriented team the second half of the season, and that's what really, you know, worked for them. But they were a throwback. They turned into more of a throwback team in that they ran the ball more, and they relied on their defense to win football games. No football team, I'm trying to recall, how many years, or if ever, it may be the first time in NFL history that a defense has gone completely through a football season and not allowed more than 27 points in a game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
I mean, and, you know, that defense, I don't think it got the credit. You know, all the Baltimore Ravens have the number one defense in the league. The San Francisco 49ers have the number one defense in the league. And, you know, the Denver Broncos, all these other teams get talked about as being these defensive juggernauts. But, I mean, Kansas City's defense was spectacular and very, very young. Youngest defense in the NFL.
Well, one of the youngest teams in the NFL, for that matter. But you think about teams that have, you know, won Super Bowls that had great defenses. And, well, just think about the Pittsburgh Steelers back in the 70s.
The Steel Curtain.
They were called the Steel Curtain. I guarantee, and I remember those days very, very plainly. The Chiefs' defense, I think, was as good as the Steelers were back in those days. One thing's for sure, they are a darn sight faster than those Pittsburgh defenses were. It was a different time. The Steelers had, you know, great defenses, and they used to say you win with defense.
With defense, defense wins championships.
Look at who did and didn't get hired at the end of this football season in the NFL, when it came to coaches. Everybody is hiring offensive coaches. What's Bill Belichick doing? He's waiting for the phone to ring. Mm. What's Mike Vrabel doing? He's probably going to take a year off because there's no real good jobs out there left right now. And Vrabel might be.
I'm surprised he didn't get an. I'm really surprised he didn't get hired.
Well, I look what Vrabel had to put up with this year at quarterback. I mean, you know, they had to go with second, and they had a rookie that they tried to break in late just out of necessity, and their backup quarterback was awful. And you know, when your starter goes down, they weren't prepared for that, and they really, really struggled with it.
Well, the Kansas City Chiefs, they've got some, you know, decisions to make. They don't have much cap space, but Patrick Mahomes is going to rework his contract, and you've got Chris Jones, Willie Gay, and Mr. Snead, three tremendous defensive players. You can keep two. Which two do you keep?
Well, it's easy. Number one, L'Jarius Sneed may be the best cornerback in the NFL. He may be, even though he didn't make the Pro Bowl, which shows what a farce that whole thing is. But L'Jarius Sneed would be my very first one.
He and gave then, up one touchdown. He gave up one touchdown all year.
That's crazy. And he's always on whoever their best receiver is.
Yes.
And then Willie Gay.
I'm big on Willie Gay.
Nothing against Chris Jones. And no. Obviously, they were way better with him on the defensive line.
Oh, yeah.
But that has nothing to do with it. It has all to do with the fact you're in a league that has a salary cap. It's business. It's dollars and cents. And I don't blame Chris Jones. He's won, what, three Super Bowls
Three
now.
Super Bowls.
He's yeah. got three Super Bowl rings, and now he wants to get paid.
And
he will.
But here's the thing, too, is, okay, you could get paid handsomely and stay with the Chiefs and continue this run. Or you could just go for the most money. You know, will after you have time to sleep on it and think about it and go, you know.
Well, how high would you go?
Well.
That's the question.
And that's a kind of an unknown because I don't think Clyde Edwards-Helaire will be back.
I'm surprised he was back this year.
I think Taylor Smith will be the right tackle. I don't think he'll be re-signed.
Smith.
Or, yeah.
Jawan Taylor and Donovan Smith were their two tackles, weren't they?
Yeah, yeah. I think the right tackle.
Right. The guy they got from Tampa Bay.
I think they'll cut bait with him.
He was just on a one-year contract anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought they had him on 3 years. But either way, you know, that's going to free up some money because those guys were paid pretty good. But, man, I would like to see him keep that core together, especially – to me, the highest priority is Snead and Gay.
Right.
And then Jones. Because Karlaftis, he's coming on. And
told you.
Yeah, you did. Harlan said he's going to be a beast, and he's correct. Now, but in the draft, look, going back to the front office, because, you know, Kansas City right now, they've got the best front office, in my opinion, in all sports. And I say that because last year, they drafted 13 players. How many of those rookies played in the Super Bowl?
I can't quote that.
11.
Okay, I believe that.
11.
Same thing applied to the last Super Bowl that they... Oh, well, last year.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Last year's rookie, 11 played significant time.
A lot of them started last year.
Yeah. So, you know, now looking at Kansas City, they're going to draft, of course, again down, and that's something else. They're doing all this, and they're not getting top 10, top 5 draft picks.
Yeah, but they're not in a position, A, that they have to trade up to get a quarterback.
Nope.
And they're not in a position that they're desperate at other positions because they drafted so well and keep drafting so well here over the past few years. But going back to the Chris Jones thing, because this is really key, because this determines how many of these young, really good players on defense that you're able to keep. Or Humphrey on the offensive line.
Ooh, yeah. That interior line, Tooney, Humphrey, and Smith, they've got to keep those. They're the best in football.
Okay, well, let's play the game. You're the Chiefs front office.
Yep.
How high are you willing to go to pay Chris Jones?
Well,
because you know what he was asking for.
Little over $30 million. He wanted to be the highest paid interior
sure.
defensive lineman in the NFL.
Right.
$20 million would be my top.
Oh, he's just going to get up and walk out of the room if you offer him $20 million.
He would, but again, I could say, you know, we've got to spread it around.
But I think he probably looks at this like, I'm the best outside of Aaron Donald
yep.
for the Rams.
Yep.
I say outside, he may be just as good. He's younger.
But on a shorter contract, more guaranteed money. Because, see, a lot of these NFL contracts, you know, like you look at some of these, you know, huge contracts, and the guaranteed portion of it, you know, a wide receiver signs a $150
million
contract.
Well, that's a signing bonus thing that kicks in there,
yeah.
too.
The guaranteed money is like $40 million. So, you know, $20 million and have that guaranteed money up there high towards the entire – for 3 years. Look, you know, because you're – Jones, you can be one of the winningest defensive tackles ever. You know, what's the price of a Super Bowl worth? Where are you going to go that is going to give you a better chance to be in the playoffs – every year on a 3-year contract.
Okay, let's say you're the Chiefs and you say, let's say you offer him $30 million a year. Well, how many other GMs in the National Football League are going to come that have more cap space?
Yeah.
That are going to come to him and say,
35?
Give you 40.
Yeah.
And it's going to happen, and he will take the most money because that's just the way it goes.
I think he will too. But that's why, you know, you got to cut bait somewhere. And the New England Patriots were masters at it, letting fantastic players go to keep a core together, to keep that younger group. You got to keep Gay, you got to keep Snead. You know, and then next year, you've got Humphrey, you've got Bolton, you've got Smith, that, you know, because they've drafted so well, there's going to be a lot of guys that's going to be up for new contracts.
Trey Smith, I think,
yes,
is, I believe
he's the guard. Yeah, Trey Smith.
Yeah. He had one of the best blocks of the night in that game last night in the Super Bowl, I thought. Pulling and leading Pacheco got him inside the 10-yard line. That's the thing. You got your salary cap is a pie, and mm-hmm. you've got to be able to divide it up as many times as you can so you can keep as many people as you can.
I'm curious, you know, because Patrick Mahomes is $50 million a year.
Yes.
So, you know, he's going to restructure it. I wonder what he's going to – because, I mean, you got to think, he's going to make so much – he's never going to have to worry about money. His kids are never going to have to worry about money. His grandkids, his parents, because – the endorsement deals he's getting.
He's getting as much endorsement money
oh,
as he is
goodness.
Salary. And in, I think it's in 3 years maybe, his salary cap hit goes up to like $59 million, $62
million. Yeah.
So that number is just going to go through. They're going to be paying him like Dak Prescott.
Yeah, but yeah, I'd rather pay Mahomes than Prescott.
You think I...
Oh, man. But, I mean, still a tremendous year. The draft's going to be coming up. The Chiefs, they recognize, they do such a good job at recognizing pro talent in the college level. That, I mean, some of these guys, who would have, you know, Pacheco? All right, well, they drafted a running back in the fifth round, or was he the fifth or sixth or seventh round?
Seventh.
Yeah. And it's like, how did they know that? You know, I mean... Chanel, they draft him, and he's fantastic.
He was the Butkus Award winner. They should have drafted him.
They do such a great job. Rice this year, their best receiver, a rookie. I mean, it was a slow start because the game's so much faster and defenses are so much better in disguising what it is they want to do, and he had trouble getting open, you know, quick. Well, he figured it out. But they do such, unlike another sports team in the state of Missouri, the Cardinals.
Gee whiz.
You know, the Cardinals brag about their prospects, and they, you know, it's all we hear, how great their prospects are. The MLB released their top 100 prospects. The Cardinals had two. So maybe, you know, Mozeliak ought to get with Kansas City and say, man, how do you guys do this?
When Brett Veach was, before he was general manager, I don't know what his position was, but he was in the front office the year they drafted Mahomes. And nobody was harder after the Chiefs to draft Patrick Mahomes than Brett Veach. He was his biggest proponent. And he convinced Kansas City to move up. And they gave a lot to get to that number 10 spot, because he knew that New Orleans was planning to draft Mahomes at 11. So he convinced the Chiefs that it was so important to get this right, they needed to move all the way up to get in front of New Orleans in order to draft him, or else he could have been playing with the Saints. And something tells me that Sean Payton wouldn't have left.
I'm pretty sure you're right on that. What do you think the other 9 teams, though, that drafted before pick number 10?
Mitch Trubisky, who was a bomb. I don't know. But I don't think anyone else really saw that.
Now, in your opinion, you know sports, you follow sports, you and I, we both do. Do you consider the Kansas City Chiefs
dynasty?
A dynasty.
How can you not? You go to the Super Bowl, what, five?
Of the four, 6 years.
Yeah.
Mahomes has been playing
They've gone four times.
But he's been in the AFC Championship game every year.
Right. How do you not? Pittsburgh never did that. Pittsburgh Steelers never did that. They did for a short period, about 3 years, and then they skipped a year, and then they went back. That's the closest thing I can think. Well, of course, New England. New England is. Yeah.
That's quite a bar to try and achieve what they did.
Right.
Now, I will say this, and people will argue it. At that time, okay, and you follow it enough, I think you'll agree. At the time, New England was doing all this. Their division was really not any good. It was them, and then the Jets, and Buffalo wasn't very good. And let's see, Buffalo, Jets, Patriots, and who's the other team? There's one other one. That's
Miami.
They weren't very good.
Well, think about those three teams that you just mentioned. Who were their quarterbacks? And compare what they had or didn't have to what New England had.
Right.
The difference was just ridiculous.
And then you look at the AFC West, you know, I mean, Denver's always had a great defense. Always. You know, the Chargers, they've got a pretty good nucleus. The Raiders, you know, the Raiders are just the Raiders. But they're good, you know, they're tough. And I get playing in conference opponents, it's always a battle. But I just think the Chiefs have had a much harder road to go to get to where they've gotten than what New England did.
Well, the quarterback is everything. In the game today, the quarterback is everything. If you can get the quarterback position right, you've got a chance. If you don't have the quarterback position right, you have no chance. In this upcoming draft, Caleb Williams from USC,
yes,
and Drake May from North Carolina are going to be the top two picks. Both of them quarterbacks.
Yes.
Neither one a sure thing, but the closest thing that you have to a sure thing.
It's amazing, you know, the statistics, and I don't know them, but they were talking about – think about all the first-round quarterbacks that's been drafted, and then think about how many have actually made it. You know?
Right.
Todd Blackledge! He was great.
He was pitiful.
Oh, in the NFL, he was horrible.
Well, yeah.
But for Penn State, he was the man.
Eh, he wasn't that good.
Ah, I thought he was.
He did get drafted high, though.
Yeah, and never panned out, you know.
No.
But it's a gamble, but I trust the Chiefs. I look forward to their drafts and who they get.
We're not talking about quarterbacks per se. We're talking about drafting quarterbacks.
Yeah, drafting quarterbacks.
He was the last quarterback.
Purdy.
Well, no, I'm talking about the Chiefs. I think Todd Blackledge was the last quarterback they drafted.
Oh, yes.
That actually played for any period of time. Forget success, because they really didn't have much with Todd Blackledge. But it's been that long.
Yeah.
And that's a long time ago.
That is a long time ago. The Chiefs have done well with quarterbacks, getting them from other teams.
And you mean San Francisco?
San Francisco has been very good to them getting quarter. Elvis Gerback, Joe Montana.
They've had eight.
Smith from San Francisco?
Eight.
Really?
Eight.
See, that'd have been a great trivia question. I never would have got it.
James Hurt got it.
Really?
Yep.
Outstanding.
And the last one, after you're thinking long enough, you could name seven, probably, by just trying to remember who San Francisco had. But you know, DeBerg, Montana.
Garcia also came.
No, he didn't.
Garcia didn't?
No. They had, I'll see if I can tell you. They had Steve DeBerg, who was really pretty good during his time. That was back during Christian Okoye.
Right. I always remember Steve DeBerg because he had played with that broken finger, and he had those steel things sticking out of his finger all taped up, his left hand.
Joe Montana. Mm-hmm. Then you had Elvis Gerbach. Mm-hmm. Then you had Steve Bono. How many is that? Four?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, who else did the Niners have?
Steve Smith. Smith.
Smith. Alex Smith.
Alex Smith.
That's five. I'm having a hard time computing. But the last one, and the one that nobody outside of James Hurt could remember, and he knew it, was Bob Gagliano, who threw one pass in his career with the Chiefs. James Hurt got it.
I never would have got that. Never.
No, who would?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, the Chiefs are Super Bowl champions, and it was a lot of fun to, it's fun to be a Chiefs fan, you know, whether you're a new fan or
this is a new experience. Have you ever have you ever rooted for a team that won so much that so many other people hated him? And that was the reason they may not want to admit it, but that was the main reason people hated Tom Brady. He won all the time.
All the time.
And so Patrick Mahomes better get ready for that, because it's coming.
Well, they were talking about the other early this morning. Look at the heartbreak that Mahomes has caused. You know, San Francisco's up. They go down, they score, they get the go-ahead, and who crushes their dreams? Buffalo, you know, the Ravens. I mean,
you ever notice Mahomes never gets blitzed?
Well, yeah, that's a...
It's very rare. And there is a blitz, it's more of a run blitz on a running situation than it is a passing down, because people are scared to death. For him to see a blitz coming in and how he'll react to it, you're going to get burned.
Yeah, they're saying keep him in the pocket. Just keep him in the pocket. Don't let him get out. Make him make a decision from the pocket. Well, he's really good at in the pocket, but he's better when he gets outside.
Right.
So it's crazy.
Fourth down and two last night on the last drive.
Well, the second half, you know, adjustments are made by both teams, and Kansas City come out with the RPOs. And Patrick gave that vaunted 49er defense all of a sudden, okay, we're controlling Kelce, we're controlling Rice, we got Valdez Scantlin, we got him under control, we've got, you know, we got all these other pieces controlled, can't run the ball with Pacheco very successfully. Kansas City comes out with RPOs. Patrick starts running the ball. Uh-oh, okay, that's we got to adjust. And then a great stat, I told you this earlier this morning, Travis Kelce had one catch, 1 yard in the first half. Kansas City comes out with these RPOs. Mahomes starts using his legs. Kelce ends with six more catches in the second half for 93 yards.
Well, they had to hold their ground to make sure that he wasn't going to break and run because, well, you saw what happened. But that call on fourth down and two.
Amazing.
Especially considering if I'm on the other side, I'm expecting a pass or Mahomes to run the ball, one way or the other. And the fact that they were still able to get a first down on that play.
Yeah, and how that play went, it was strong side right, and Travis Kelce was lined up off the tackle on the right side. Mahomes faked the stretch to Pacheco on the left, spun around and rolled to the right where it forced the 49er defense. Here's the thing. That play that you're talking about, Mahomes could have tossed it to Kelce and they would have got the first down. But there was more yardage to be gained with him running the football.
I really think that next season, going into next year, I think one of the things the Chiefs are going to have to think about adding is a big running back for short yardage stuff. You don't want Mahomes running any more than he has to. And you saw last night, and you've seen it the last couple of years. Bless Pacheco's heart, and he has been so good.
Oh, fantastic.
Fantastic. But he will go down a lot of the time on first contact. Just because he's just not that big.
Yeah.
You know, when you had a 300-pound guy, it's really hard to move him when you weigh about, 210?
Well, you know, there's a guy that played for Tennessee that is still probably got some yards left in him that's a pretty healthy running back.
Yeah, but he ain't going to settle for a backup special down. He's going to end up in Dallas.
How about McKinnon coming out and playing, and you know, and he contributed. The dude had surgery 4 weeks ago on a hamstring, and they say that's at best 6 weeks to an 8 week time period to heal, and he went out there and contributed,
which tells you kind of where Clyde Edwards-Helaire is, because here's a guy that's been healthy pretty much all year. He did get a carry last night, which surprised me, but they went with a guy who'd been operated on a month earlier instead of him.
Well, and, you know, Clyde was so good his rookie year. But after that, first contact, he just doesn't get anything after first contact. I mean, he's
injury prone.
And his vision, you know, I don't know. I hate it, but I think, you know, looking at things to do for Kansas City, they're going to you're right, they'll probably add another running back. I think they're going to look to add a couple receivers. And this is either going to be through the draft or free agency.
Free agency. Go after T. Higgins.
Well, that'll be a pricey.
Yeah, but it won't be as pricey as the upper-end guys.
Here's the thing. The Patriots were able to bring Moss in and get them at prices because they want to play in the playoffs. They want a chance to get to the Super Bowl. So some of these guys may come at a bargain price.
They're going to be a bargain price. But this is why Chris Jones is probably gone. Because if you let him go, that gives you a lot more wiggle room. That includes re-signing guys you already got. Plus, if you're going to go out and make a big free agent pickup, you've got to have some cash on hand. T. Higgins is going to get paid. He may be a $20 million a year guy. But he also could very well be worth it.
Well, and, you know, okay, Jones, let's just round it. Let's just say $30 million. He's probably going to sign for more than that, but let's just say $30
million. Yeah.
You know, you could get three pretty good players for $10 million a year.
Yes. I don't think there's any. I don't think there's any way he comes back.
I don't either. Never know, though. Again, that's kind of our wrap on a fantastic Kansas City Chiefs season. And, yes, I believe, as well, it's a dynasty that's going on, and they're going to be a lot to deal with next year. So,
and the year after.
And the year after.
And the year after.
Mahomes is 28 years old. He's 28.
You know, it's very possible. It's very possible that by the time that he is 31 or 2, he very easily could have 5 Super Bowls by that point. And he still has time, plenty of time.
Now, Brady has 7.
7.
And Patrick Mahomes now has 3.
Right.
Wow.
Well, Brady didn't, you know, he didn't win them. In fact, if it weren't for an injury in, what was it, in 2000?
Yes.
When they played the Rams?
Yeah. Drew Bledsoe.
Drew Bledsoe, who was an excellent quarterback.
Yes.
A very good quarterback. Played at Washington State. He was a prototype modern-day quarterback. 6'5", big arm, really good. And then Tom Brady got a shot in the Super Bowl. So long, Drew.
Yes. Well, I don't know. So Travis Kelce says he's going to come back, which is a good thing. And, you know, he'll probably get a restructured deal because the way his life is projecting, he's not going to have to worry about money neither.
Well, besides his girlfriend, there's nothing wrong with his bank account right now.
Yeah, so. That's for sure. Hey, I'm Gary Lee.
I'm Harlan Hutchison.
And that's how we see it. See you next time.